Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, the Ladder of Abstraction. Picture a ladder and a wall. The wall could represent the barrier between 1500 BC, the approximate time of Exodus, and AD 2006, here and now. The wall also represents a divider between the Old and New Testaments. Picture the rungs on the ladder as representing abstract and concrete truths. In Exodus 23, 14, and 19, there are at least 8 concrete applications which would stay on the Old Testament side of the wall, such as, 3 times each year you must hold a feast to honor me, verse 14. All the specific instructions dealing with feasts and sacrifices are on lower rungs below the top of the wall. They cannot be transferred from Old Testament to New Testament, but if we look higher on the ladder at the top of the wall, we would see 4 abstract truths directly associated to the commands that can be passed over from Old Testament to New Testament. These are love God, honor God, obey God, and worship God. Every specific concrete instruction given to the Jews in Exodus has one or more corresponding abstract truths. If we applied to our study of the Bible in general, the use of the ladder of abstraction could also help us distinguish between promises to Israel and promises to the church today, or even the United States, such as in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Also, the ladder of abstraction could help us correct our teaching on tithing. I have for years been disappointed that we teach Christian giving far more from the Old Covenant, as in Malachi 3, than we do from Paul's very clear teaching in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Just a reminder, if our hearts are not bowed before God, we will not be open to His truth, no matter how diligently we study. Psalm 26:2, test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind. Psalm 119:18, open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.